This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just need to start today saying a couple things because I see where the world is going. And where you thought we progressed, we're actually probably falling back more than we ever have. And yesterday, if I could just kind of put this all into, what's the word for it? You know, I can't even speak. See, that's another problem. I used to speak really well. That's regressing. Yesterday was National Female Physicians Day, National Women's Physician Day. And when I saw National Women's Physician Day, I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Because now, you know, it's going to highlight the fact that, you know, wow, women could be doctors, too. And, you know, how much of a feat it had to be for a woman to be a doctor, so we need to idolize them. And at first I was starting to cringe going, okay, guys, when you do that, you just highlight the fact that, you know, we aren't equals. You know, we have to have a special day. We have to glorify, you know, that we as women and ovaries, you know, can also be doctors. But it usually runs me wrong, except yesterday I looked at it a little differently. And so being a female, right, being, you know, in medicine isn't a rarity anymore. And maybe what these days do is they highlight the fact that so many of us, all of us, at one point or another are being told it's not going to happen for you. Because you're either a female, because maybe you're Jewish or you're Catholic or you're Mormon, maybe because you're black or you're Hispanic or you're white. I mean, at some point in our lives, we get told it's not going to happen for you. And when you're told that as a kid, or you're told that as a teen, or you're told that as an adult, you have two options. One option is go, all right, well, I guess this isn't for women, you know, or, you know, I'm black, it's not going to happen for me, or I'm a white male and now no one's hiring white males, or, you could take it, or you could turn around and go, okay, no, I'm going to prove them wrong. So the first female physician who we are, you know, when it came to, National Women's Physician Day. It was yesterday. And it was marking the birthday of Dr. Elizabeth Blackwell, who was the first woman to receive a medical degree in the United States back in 1849. And I kind of wish people knew that. When you see National Women's Day or women able to do this and women able to do that, it could be inferred the wrong way. And I think we put ourselves back so many decades by having to have a holiday highlighting that, you know, women could do this too. And instead, I think we need to make a day called Third Phalange Flip-Off Day. And the reason why, phalange's finger, is because every one of us at some point in our life said, because of who we are, right, we're not going to make it. Whether, like I said, we're female. Maybe, you know, you have MDs and DOs, and they've been told, no, you're a DO, so you might not get into that residency. You know, or you're too tall, or you're too fat, or you're too old, or you're too young. And I think all of us at some point have been told that we can't do something. And I just feel that right now, maybe it's because of COVID, maybe because there's been this whole reset, I think people are of the attitude going, you're not going to tell me what I can or can't do. And so when I was told when I was younger, probably not going to be a doctor, probably not going to happen because you're a girl, huh? I was told I was too stupid. I was told, you know, I'm just going to want to get married. And all these things. I just want to prove everybody wrong. I want to prove people wrong. And so any of my successes that I have now, I credit more not to those who helped me, which I should, and I do credit them, but I give more credit to the people in my life who said I couldn't do it. And if you tell me, Dr. Dahlia, that you can't do that, it just can't be done, right? You're just not of the, you know, build or type or color or religion or creed or training or background. That just drives me more to get that third flange ready and say, you watch me. So I think every single one of us are in certain positions and of certain demographics that have been, you know, are basically discriminated against. And we're all feeling discrimination on a whole variety of levels, some way more than others. And I would never compare any of my trials and tribulations to those of my friends who had, you know, decades and decades of suppression, you know, in their lives. But, you know, I think that we collectively, right, you know, can start getting rid of this whole idea that you're not going to be able to do something because of who you are, how you look, how you be. Now, okay, I will never be Miss America. That's not, and I get that. I will never be able to be in the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated. It's probably not going to happen. I also don't think Playboy is ever going to want me. But I don't want that. Just don't tell me that. Just don't say, Dr. Dahlia, you're never going to make it into Playboy. Please don't say that, because then I'm going to be like, I need to prove you wrong. Okay, so yeah, there are some things, like the Olympics. I don't think I will ever be able to compete in the Olympics with Michael Phelps. That's fine. But for something you've really wanted to do and you think you could do, the moral to this is, to heck what people think. To heck to these stereotypes, all right? You are who you are. Celebrate you. Get it done. And if you have to, show somebody the phalange. 1-877-DOCTELLY. It's a finger, people, okay? Not the other organ. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family. family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So keep them coming. So some of you are experiencing something called COVID arm. Now, it's actually COVID vaccine arm. So for those people getting the COVID vaccine, they're like, owie. So when you get the COVID vaccine, sometimes just, you know, getting the injection, it may kind of smart a little bit. Okay, for me, I didn't even feel it. So I was good, and I was about to rub it in. Because you know when you get a Kenalog shot, you need to rub your butt for about 15 minutes, otherwise you get fat necrosis. So I'm about to rub in the shot, and the nurse was like, no, don't rub it in. Because, you know, mRNA is really, really delicate. It's in this little liposome, little lipid outer coating. And so, you know, you just don't want to, you know, rub it and just break the whole thing apart, because you need that mRNA to make it into the muscle cell. The muscle cell has to absorb it. So it's like, don't touch the arm. And I'm like, but I didn't want to work out. Like, you can work out later. Just don't touch your arm right now. So you get the shot. You're like feeling good, you know. And then, you know, your mom is talking to you. And you're like, hey, mom, I'm alone. Okay, you're pain in the arm. So I love my mom, but sometimes she can be a pain in the arm. So then later that day, about 4 or 5 hours, I start to notice it was starting to get sore. And so I was relieved by that because that meant my immune system woke up. My immune system is kind of like the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, right? They're not really around a lot and they're always on break. Yeah, when you ask them, like, you know, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'll be there in 5 minutes, and they never show up. So when I saw that the immune system was starting to wake up and go, okay, something's here, I felt good. So getting that little arm soreness is kind of a good sign. But then what might happen, and one of my kids always seems to get this whenever they get a vaccine, is within a day, you start to get a red, almost perfectly circular, like lesion, a papule, a elevation sometimes on your arm. It's warm, it's red, and so parents or people freak out going to have an infection. So they call up, they go, I need an antibiotic, I need this, I need, you know, and the doctor's like, did you just get a vaccine? It's called a vaccine reaction. Well, because everybody likes to now call COVID tongue, COVID eyes, COVID toes, COVID whatever, we're calling it COVID arm. Get the shot, your arm gets sore, and then you might get a red spot. Now, that red spot is not going to scar. It's not going to be like the smallpox vaccine where a bunch of us have this really ugly scar on our shoulder. And can I just say, why did they do that? I understand they wanted to mark who was vaccinated and be able to identify later. But, you know, for those of us that really wanted to look good, I mean, there was a time in my life where I looked good. And I could wear a bathing suit, you know, that showed off my awesome arms. And, yeah, and I had that big, ugly scar. And people were like, what's that? What's that? I'm like, well, in the 70s, you had to get this vaccine. It left a scar. It's stupid. But anyway, this COVID arm, not going to leave a scar. Now, then the next question is, well, what if it doesn't go away? Okay, well, if it doesn't go away or it gets worse or you start getting a fever, then, yeah, we do want to make sure we're not looking at infection. I didn't get one of those. I didn't get a COVID arm or I didn't get a vaccine dermatological reaction, you know, to the shot. But some people do. You know, one of my sons always does. He always gets a big, nasty red spot, and it makes him more sore. It acts like it's infected. So when I start to think that it might be infected, is usually something like that starts to resolve in a couple days. But if it's getting worse, and it's getting redder, and it's getting bigger, and there's a look to it, like sometimes if I start to see a little shine, or if I start to see a little more pink or glow to the skin, then I'm thinking, okay, we might be looking at an infection. So sometimes there's just a look to it that we doctors can pick up on, medical providers can pick up on. So, but if you get it within the first 24, 48 hours, and it, you know, doesn't seem to be growing, it just seems to be that spot, and it's just sitting there for a little bit, you know, a lot of times you can just put a cool compress and watch it. I recommend, though, that anybody who gets one of those, to still let your medical provider know, or let the people who gave you the vaccine know. And the only reason why is, if it does start to change, or if that institution had some reports of people actually getting an arm infection from the shot because of maybe poor technique, poor, you know, sterilization using the alcohol swab, they then can say, you know what, even though it might be just a vaccine reaction, let us take a look at you. Because, you know, every now and then there might be somebody who was just trying to rush and they didn't wait for the alcohol to dry. Whenever you get a little alcohol swab and somebody swabs that area before they give you the vaccine, or before they do any sort of injection, or before they draw your blood, they're supposed to wait for the alcohol to dry. The drying of the alcohol, it seems to be the most lethal to pathogens on your skin. And the reason why they do that is because if they're going to puncture your skin, and remember, your skin is the largest organ in the body. I know some of you are like, not to me. Yes, it is. Okay, sorry. All right. The skin is the largest organ for everybody. Okay? I don't care how endowed you are. That skin is providing a barrier to keep bacteria out. And then now we're injecting something into you or drawing blood, and we are piercing that barrier. So we use alcohol to clean the area so we don't introduce bacteria. We don't, you know, possibly cause an infection. So they put the alcohol on there. They're supposed to kind of start from the center, move out, because you don't want to wipe back and forth, because then you're just moving the bacteria, the dirt or whatever on your skin back and forth. Start from the center, move out, let it dry, and then inject. So there might be some people that might be using poor technique, and then you might see a cluster of people kind of get infections. That institution or health district or whatever needs to know about that, because then they got to find out who that person is and teach them how to do it right. So if all at all in doubt, have somebody check it out, okay? You know, don't just take my word for it that it might just be a COVID arm or COVID reaction. But many people have been freaking out about it. There's a bunch of people with red spots on their arms. Like I said, if it's something that keeps getting bigger, hurting more, warmer, causing fever, you thinking something's not right, go ahead and get it checked out. But for those of you that get a little baby red spot that eventually goes away in a day or two, that's I don't want to say is normal, but that's very common with the vaccine. Now, one of my friends, Trisha, had talked to me about how she had seen that those of her friends who had COVID in the past, when they got the vaccine in healthcare, they seemed to react a little more. And so finally we have some official word on how those people who have had COVID in the past, when they get the COVID vaccine, they are twice as likely to have a side effect to the vaccine. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anybody's going to die. You got to use this with a grain of salt. But what they found is when they looked at those who had side effects, it seemed to be more prevalent in the group of people who ended up having COVID. Now, what were their side effects? Headache, chills, body aches, you know? So, you know, if you haven't had COVID, the shot seems to go pretty easy for the first one. I haven't had my second one yet. But, you know, you kind of felt achy. You know, you might have been a little grumpy. I felt kind of nauseous. You know, but I don't know if I had COVID in the past. All right? My antibodies have all been negative. But there was one day when I couldn't taste. And I was like, man, I want some spicy Indian food. And my husband's like, you never eat spicy. I go, I can't taste anything. And I was craving something spicy. So I think that might have been a day I might have had COVID. I don't know. I was feeling fine. No coughing, sneezing, sniffles, but you know how COVID is. It's some crazy stuff. So, personally, I think then I had mild, right? But some people will have symptoms for days after their shot. If you had COVID, that doesn't mean don't get your COVID vaccine, right? You know, just be prepared. Just have, you know, a mental state of mind that you might have body aches a little longer, you might have headaches, you might have some after effects of the vaccine. There are some people who, when they get the vaccine, they just feel nothing. Good. Right? But the majority of us are going to feel a little something. I keep getting asked, do I have to have the vaccine if I had COVID? Why are we vaccinating people with COVID? Save the vaccine for people that don't have COVID. Well, had COVID. The reason why is we think the regular COVID, just like as any coronavirus infection does, doesn't induce long enough immunity. And so if you have the opportunity to get the COVID vaccine, you might want to jump on it, because at least the COVID vaccine, with the way it's designed and how it's been tested, is the two shots are supposed to confer much more immunity than the original illness. That's kind of how a lot of vaccines do it. You know, I mean, we want to make sure that you have enough antibodies. So the vaccine is going to be stronger than the immune response usually induced by the virus. That's why we're recommending even those who had COVID to get the vaccine. Unless, of course, they had monoclonal antibody treatment, they need to wait 90 days because that treatment could interfere with their own antibodies. Keep those questions coming, guys. They're good. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived in the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News. Let's find out where the coronavirus relief package is in Washington. USA Radio News' Jim Berg has more.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is a what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Bowl is this Sunday on CBS with an evening kickoff. Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of our listeners, again, wants to be anonymous, which is fine, guys. I love it. I want to hear your voices, though, but we will answer your questions and comments. Has been fired, had been able to hold on to their job this whole time, and he is devastated. He's fired and doesn't know what to do. Just doesn't know what to do. Now, I don't know how many times you guys have been fired. I've been laid off a few times. I've been fired once. only time in my life. Right? Okay? And when it happens to you, you kind of go through those stages of grief like, what, really? Wait, really? No. You know, where you go through denial, you know, and then you go through anger, and then you go through bargaining. Well, I didn't, because I really was planning on leaving this place anyway. I was like, I'm done. But you go through these, you kind of go through these stages of, you almost self-reflect, and you start to think that something was your fault. After you blame everybody else, okay? And when you start to look at yourself and wonder, okay, what did I do wrong? What is wrong with me? And you, that's probably one of the most integral or probably the most significant parts of your self-reflection, whether it's losing a relationship, whether it's losing a job, whether it's losing out on an opportunity, that self-reflection stage. And I caution people to be too hard on themselves, because many times you lose out on a relationship or you lose out on a job and it's an IU. If somebody is jealous of you, if somebody feels threatened by you, if a company just wants to save money, if a company wants to make room for somebody who knows, slept with the boss, right? Whatever. That's not on you. Same thing with relationships. You know, I think we were talking, there was a young girl, you know, she keeps getting dumped. It's not, you know, after the boy sleeps with her, it's not always you. All right? It could be that there are people out there, guys, and that's okay, or girls, that just want sex. They love the chase. They're attracted to you after sex. They just lose that attraction. And it's because they might be more excited with the chase. You know, unfortunately see this with marriage. We see this with a lot of young couples where one friend gets engaged. That one friend gets engaged. There's all this attention. There's the wedding. And then other couples start to self-reflect. The guys are always like, oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Lisa's friend just got engaged. And all the other guys are like, oh, no. Oh, no. Because now all the pressure's on. I want to get married. We need to get married. Let's get married. So then the marriage gets rushed, the fast-tracked. Everybody's in love. They're all happy. The partner's like, you know what? Maybe this isn't bad. I think we are in love. I mean, this, you know, this is amazing. All right. I think marriage is good. Then everybody kind of fast-tracks, gets into that, you know, wedding mode, gets married. After the honeymoon, now you're married. And you have two people sometimes just looking at each other going, okay, I love the idea of having a boyfriend or girlfriend. I like the idea of being engaged. I like the idea of being the bride or the groom. But I'm not happy. This happens over and over and over again. So going back to anybody who has lost a job, and I think we talked about this similarly back in March, but to anybody who lost a job, one of the first things you're going to do is be mad, okay, which is fine. You could be mad if you lost your job at the situation. I think that's healthy. I mean, it's not healthy to act out on it, okay? I mean, I don't want you beating anybody up, but for you to be upset that you lost your job, that's fine. We want you to go through those emotions. But then you need to self-reflect. Usually, an employer will tell you why. When an employer doesn't tell you why, that's, to me, a promising sign that it wasn't you. That there was somebody else, you know, jealous or wanting your role or wanting your income, whatever. So if they do say, look, you called in late. You didn't get your work done. You didn't get along with others. You did a poor job. You had poor evaluations. Then, all right. You do need to self-reflect, and you do need to reevaluate, maybe buying an alarm clock or working on your time management. But if there was really no reason given to you, and you think, well, they lied because of budget cuts, don't sell yourself short. It might not, you know, there really might be budget cuts. That's kind of what's happening right now. So I know this one particular listener is hurting. You know, so what do you do? So anytime you go through a job loss or a relationship loss, Okay? After you go through your grieving, I'm not saying you have to 2 seconds later, you know, get back out there and pavement pound, but after you go through that grieving process, now you need to, and you've done your evaluation, right? Now you need to move forward. Right? And a lot of times, it's an opportunity to be in a position that you've always wanted. You know, one thing I've noticed is anything that happened with my life, if I thought something bad happened, it actually ended up being exactly what I needed, but I would have never seen that. How many times have we dated somebody and we think back going, thank the Lord I didn't stay in that relationship and then end up marrying them? So maybe it's God. Maybe it's you have a guardian angel. You know, maybe it's karma that's leading you down a path you're supposed to be, but you just don't see it because you're in la-la land. You love them, or you like the job, or you're too afraid to get out there and try to find a new one. So if you are out of a job and you feel like, what do? First, I would go ahead and apply for unemployment. I know everybody, you know, is kind of devastated right now, and, you know, a lot of people feel, no, I don't want to get any handouts. It's not a handout. Unemployment is there to help you stay afloat while you're processing your next move. Unemployment is not supposed to be a handout. I do not look at unemployment as a handout at all. Unemployment, if you're doing it right and if you're using it right, is a temporary safety net while you're looking for your next job. Understandably, COVID caused people to be on, you know, benefits much longer than we wanted. However, usually that's what it's for. So now you look at your next move. Are you going to maybe increase your education? Are you going to build up your resume? Now, I tell people, one thing that really looks good on a resume is if you authored and published a book. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's too hard. It's really not that hard. If there's something you care about, it doesn't have to be a 500-page book. You could write a small book. Amazon helps you make the cover, helps you, you know, design it. I just made a book with a couple high school students on germs. And I think they're ecstatic that they were able to publish a book. Amazon helps you publish it all for free. If there's something you're good at, if there's something you feel strongly about, even if it's not in your field, and you're out of work, write a book. Amazon helps you get through it. There's cover design. Doesn't cost you any money. Amazon takes a cut, of course, of every sale. But the reason why I think I have 11 or 12 books, I don't really know how many I have, is because I didn't have to pay any money to do it. All I had to do was write the book and edit and, you know, take the time doing that. But what you should do if you don't have a job right now and you're concerned about how you're going to be able to move forward in life is use this time to get an online degree. Use this time to start working on learning another language. Pick up some extra skills. Publish a book. Maybe enjoy life. Maybe fix up the house. Maybe repair relationships with people that you haven't had. So, the moral, a job loss might not be the worst thing in the world. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, DALI. So the Biden administration is moving towards a minimum wage across the board of $15 an hour. Some states are already moving towards that, like Seattle and California. I think most states aren't really going by the $7.25 federal minimum wage. So we know it's going to go up. That's not, you know, anything that's shocking. What is, though, concerning are for those that are maybe in the $10 an hour range, to go up another $5 an hour can be devastating for the average small business. So, you know, there's some states where it's just creeping up kind of slowly. Others, you know, they're like, we're going to make the jump. Those who can make it, make it. Those who can't, they die off. Survival of the fittest. So I do foresee us going to the $15 minimum wage. This is something the Biden administration is so passionate on. And you have people, so many people in poverty level, that they're going to need additional help. And if you had to choose between continuing, you know, food stamps and welfare and unemployment, or giving them a wage that they could use and then infuse that money hopefully into the economy, it makes more sense to support an increase of federal minimum wage than a, you know, we're just going to have more and more people under the poverty level and have to have the government help them out. That being said, I foresee fast food restaurants might be in a heck of a lot of trouble. Now, do we have any data? We've been hearing the back and forth of if we raise minimum wage, then people are going to be screwed. They're going to lose their jobs. These restaurants are going to go more automation. There was talk a few years ago that I believe one of the fast food companies could use a robot to make the burgers. What exactly is happening? So there is a study, this was reported on MarketWatch, that looked at what happened with McDonald's when pay was raised, when minimum wage was raised in particular states. And so it was a five-year analysis of the impact of minimum wage increases at state and local levels. Not necessarily up to the $15 range, but for those places that had an increase rate. And this happened at over 10,000 McDonald's. They said as a result of the 300 minimum wage increases that took place between 2016 and 2020, many restaurant workers already had, many people at McDonald's already had a little bit above the minimum wage. So many of them didn't need to actually have that change, they found. Those that did, well, they made the change accordingly. But many people already pay above the minimum wage, but they're not paying 15, of course. So they were, it wasn't as much of a blow. Two economists said they did, however, see that the price of the Big Mac jumped. And so they found that higher cost of labor, not so much might have, you know, caused a lot of people to lose their job, even though some did hire less and glean some of their staff. But it was more common to see a push to the consumer. So we knew this was going to happen. This isn't any rocket scientist, but at least there is a study and an analysis looking at what happens when you increase minimum wage. And so if you're going to increase cost of labor, you need to help cover up your bottom line. So, you know, what do? Well, you need more money coming in. So you charge more to the customer. If you can't bring in extra volume, especially during the pandemic, you make your burgers more expensive. So I think they found that the average price of a Big Mac was already $5.66. Now, you know, for 2020 prices, that's still not bad because you go into a restaurant now, a burger is $12. $12 for a burger in a restaurant. So, inflation. The answer is when you increase minimum wage, you increase inflation. Now, is that just something we have to live with? Or is there a better way? Well, on top of that, they did find a huge trend with McDonald's to add more kiosks. Which again, we predicted years ago, once you knew a kiosk could, you know, replace some job duties of humans, we knew that that sort of technology would probably explode. And from what I heard, it went from 20% of stores at McDonald's to 75% of stores. Let me double check. Took on kiosks. Now, 75% of McDonald's restaurants now have touchscreen ordering kiosks. Oh, that was by 2019, up from 20%. Okay, so if you look at this analysis that's leading up until the pandemic, right, a little bit of job loss, more price hikes, and more dependency on automation. So McDonald's is a very, very successful, right, franchise and business model. They're doing what any other business would do. Raise their prices, start setting themselves up in a position where they could rely on less labor. So how much more can you raise the price of a fast food burger? So at first, we were talking about how fast food restaurants, this was a couple years ago, I don't see how they're going to keep up. All right, people go to fast food because they want cheap meals. And fast food is cheaper than going to the grocery store. And every time I go to the grocery store to make dinner, I'm spending easily $100. You know, because I buy the meat, and then I buy the seasonings, and I buy the, and, you know, I want to make a fresh meal. And yeah, I'll buy some cereal and some milk. But I don't get out of that grocery store without spending about $100. And a lot of people think about that, going, do I want to spend $100 at the grocery store, or can I just go to McDonald's and feed the family for $20? So fast food has unfortunately, from a health standpoint, interjected themselves as major meals for a lot of families. Why? Because they can't afford to go to the grocery store, can't afford to go to some of these other restaurants, right, and eat more balanced meals. So when we hike up the minimum wage, is that going to make that all worse? Probably. But it's going to happen anyway. So what happens to the fast food industry? Are they going to be able to get away with doing a burger for $7.99? Some of them already are. I'm already seeing $7 burgers. And people are going to pay them because restaurants are getting more expensive and grocery stores, it's getting more expensive to buy groceries. So I actually foresee fast food still surviving. In fact, any fast food that has a drive-through is probably, while we're still undergoing this pandemic, making a killing right now. Because people can stay in the car, they could social distance. You're, you know, as long as the person at the drive-through window is wearing a mask, you're able to get your food. Even though, yes, there still could be germ sharing. People don't have to get out of the car and walk into a restaurant. So drive-through exploded over during the pandemic. So then what happens after the pandemic? Well, we'll see. Right? Once people want to start going out to eat, if those restaurants don't exist, I really foresee a lot of extinction of some restaurants and some restaurant chains. But I think people will always want to eat out. I think people get tired of cooking. And it's also, it's not just about the food and the eating. It's about the entertainment. People get bored. So they're like, well, let's go out to eat. You know, my kids will sometimes do that. Going, Mom, can we go out tonight? You know, and I'm like, really, you're hungry? No. But they want to get out of the house. So I don't really foresee an extinction, but I do foresee a huge spike in unemployment later, and I do foresee a huge spike in this reliance on automation. In fact, the big trend is you just order on your phone, and there's people kind of cooking, and then you just pick it up. There's going to be less customer service. And customer service has been, you know, a huge chunk of the employee pie for most things, retail, etc. You know, how many times you walk into like a dress shop and somebody will help you with the dress? Now you can just buy that stuff online. You don't need customer service. So we're going to see an extinction of customer service. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, number one.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.